My guest at this time is K. Carl Smith. He is a rising voice in the conservative movement, especially among black conservatives, and he's the author of Frederick Douglass Republicans, The Movement to Reignite America's Passion for Liberty. And K. Carl, thank you very much for being with us.
I thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
If you look at exit polls from the 2012 elections, 95% of black voters went for President Obama, 5% for Mitt Romney. When there wasn't a black candidate on the ticket back when George W. Bush was running, for example, he was still being defeated about 9-1. What do you think it is that makes that vote so lopsided in favor of the Democrats?
The Republican Party has done a horrendous job of talking about a message that unites people. They don't talk about liberty enough, and that's the all-encompassing message that you want to put out there, and that's not happening. It's not being done in a very effective way.
What should that sound like? What would a unifying, liberty-exalting message look like, whether it came from a presidential nominee or anybody else who's prominent in the movement?
What has to happen with us as conservatives, we have to communicate our message in a way where it resonates with people, where it connects with people. And what I've learned over the past 5 years, the best way to help people understand what conservatism is and how it improves your quality of life, you got to bring Frederick Douglass into the equation. Nobody can out-victimize Frederick Douglass. He just got to elevate his life. He was a man who was born below poverty, rose to be very prosperous. He had $300,000 in the bank, which is equivalent of $25 million today. So when you think about it, being on a plantation as a slave and depending on the master to take care of him, Douglass was a 47%er. But discovering his God-given gifts and talents and becoming an entrepreneur, he became a 1%er.
So how do you change that message then, if in fact there is a large segment of the population, it could be of any race, it doesn't not just necessarily in the black community, yeah, who embrace government programs that they believe help them and get them to focus more on freedom that will help them prosper far beyond what any government assistance could provide?
I think the biggest challenge facing us is that we're so badly losing the propaganda battle. And then, so whenever we try to express our conservative values, we have already been discredited. So our message falls on deaf ears. So I contend that the number one problem facing the GOP and the conservative movement is not the problem of messaging per se, but this whole idea about winning a propaganda battle so your message will connect with people and resonate with people. So when you talk about conservatism, they don't see you as a sellout. They don't see you as a racist, or that you don't care about the poor. We got to start winning that propaganda battle first, and that's what we're not doing a very good job of. Frederick Douglass, that comes off the table. You can't call a Frederick Douglass Republican a racist or a Frederick Douglass Republican a sellout, because what we're saying is that we believe and we're in lockstep with the values of a Frederick Douglass who respected the Constitution and he respected the Founding Fathers.
I think it's pretty safe to say that in the general population, Frederick Douglass is not well known. What about in the black community? Is that an argument you think would resonate strongly?
It will resonate strongly, and the fact that Douglass is not well known throughout America, he's not much in the history books, especially the substance of Douglass is not there. But that's to our advantage if you're a conservative, because then if we study to show ourselves approved and become knowledgeable of the life of Douglass and the values that he embraced, then we start driving the narrative. We start framing the debate, and we become the influencer in the conversation instead of being on the defense in the conversation that we normally are right now because this whole thing about being a conservative.
What made you a conservative? Was it the story of Frederick Douglass, or what other factors were involved there?
I was not converted to conservatism. I grew up in a Democrat household, a Christian Democrat household. I was not converted to conservatism. I just finally realized that I've always been one. I just didn't know it. Growing up in Alabama, the liberal progressive philosophy was always in my ear. That's all I heard. When I heard that counter-argument, I said, wait a minute, those are my values. So conservatives, per se, they weren't in my community. They weren't in my ear. So what has to happen as conservatives, we have to get in the trenches. We have to be able to engage effectively our family members, our friends, and, of course, our fellow citizens about our conservative values and do it in a way where it resonates. And I contend that if you're going to have a diversity inclusion program and Frederick Douglass is not the primary focus of your message, you don't have a program because you're going to be victim of the race card, which Douglass trumps. You're going to be victim of the class warfare attacks, which Douglass also defeats. So all that comes off the table, then you get to the battle of ideas. Of course, as conservatives, that's where we excel because, of course, we have the best ideas. Our problem is we got to get to that smoke screen called the propaganda battle.
That's where we're getting our clocks clean. Talk about that a little bit more. What are the Democrats doing so well on the propaganda front?
They're co-opting the history of the Republican Party, for one. They have massively co-opted the history of the Republican Party. If you go to the Democrat Party's website right now, go to the About Us, and go to the link that says Our History, on that page, the first sentence says, for the past 200 years, the Democrat Party has been the leader of civil rights. That's not true. For the past 200 years, that's what, 1813? The slave master of Democrats. The Democrat Party started the KKK to suppress black votes. So they're co-opting the history of the Republican Party and have gotten away with it. And the way we counter this, we have to speak the truth. We have to get in the trenches. We got to let people know in a very non-condescending and a non-confrontational manner, let them know about the true history of both parties and let them know that we need people in both political parties with a Frederick Douglass perspective. When I go out and speak, I'm not recruited for the Republican Party. I could care less about a person's political affiliation. What I've learned what matters most is not the party that you're in, but the way in which you vote. Does it show your love and your faithfulness to the God that you say you serve? And once you make it a values thing and not a party affiliation thing, and you can express that in a non-confrontational way, when people realize they have been lied and betrayed to, that's when they change how they vote. And we have the opportunity here to get in people's ear because the Democrat Party is co-opting the history. When I grew up in Alabama, I thought George Wallace was a Republican. I thought Bull Connor was Republican. I believe that the people who bombed 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, were part of the Republican Party. And all that is not true. And what happened, when I realized this was not true, I went through a period of depression because all the things I believed to be true, I found it was a lie.
We're talking with K. Carl Smith, author of Frederick Douglass Republicans, The Movement to Reignite America's Passion for Liberty. And obviously we've been talking a lot about Frederick Douglass and his critical role in helping to end the scourge of slavery in this country. Real quick, in our last couple of minutes here, K. Carl, this week marks 45 years since the tragic assassination of Dr. King in Memphis. What's your sense on where America's gone in the 45 years since he was taken from us, and what he might think of where we are right now?
Understanding and knowing that Dr. King really was heavily influenced by Frederick Douglass, Dr. King was a believer in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. When I see that we have a uncontrolled, unrestrained federal government infringing upon our God-given right for self-rule and liberties, I think he have a concern with that. I think he has a concern about we got a lot more people now on food stamps some of them were working for 4 or 5 years ago, and that we have administration that's not creating an environment where people are to become employed, and people are not starting businesses to create employment. So I think he'll be concerned with the thing that's going on in the black community. Our job rate is high. And we have, of course, abortion is out of control in the black community. This was not part of Dr. King's dream. And so there's concern. And it's not just a black thing. It's a human problem that we have in this country. The people on food stamps and things. It's not a black thing. So let me correct myself on that. It's a human problem. So we got to pass some policies in this country that produces and elevates people from being on welfare and being welfare recipients to become employees and to become entrepreneurs, and not to frown upon wealth creation. That's how we create jobs.
Okay, Carl, what's your sense on whether or not folks on the conservative side are embracing your approach to changing this conversation, improving the quote-unquote propaganda battle here? Are you shouting into the wilderness on your own side of the aisle here, or are folks lining up behind you?
At the grassroots level, I'm talking about in the community level, people are embracing this. The establishment, status quo Republicans, those who are receiving the checks, and I'm talking about the Karl Rove, those guys, they don't like what I'm saying. Of course, I would not get their support, nor do I want their support. I want them to get in line to this message, and because Karl Rove had the wrong idea. That's not how we say this nation. The way we say this nation is at the local level, getting in the trenches, not by being some type of spin golly at the on a level where you spend things through advertisements. That's not the answer. we have the right message. We got to get our message where we can touch people's heart and change their mind. And the best way to do that is through Frederick Douglass. Thank God we have a literary collection of Douglass writings to refute the propaganda of the left.
Okay, Carl, it's a fascinating project and obviously a monumental task you're undertaking. Thanks for sharing it with us today, and we look forward to checking in with you down the road.
Hey, thank you again for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. K. Carl Smith is the author of Frederick Douglass Republicans, The Movement to Reignite America's Passion for Liberty. He's one of the rising voices in America's grassroots conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.